This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It began with a chance encounter with a magazine.
I happened to pick up a copy of National Geographic and saw the first pictures of the snow leopard in the wild, and that absolutely captivated me.
30 years later, zoologist Dr. Rodney Jackson is the founder and director of the Snow Leopard Conservancy, a Sonoma-based nonprofit he started some 30 years ago to protect and preserve one of the world's rarest big cats.
They occur in 12 countries in Central Asia. That's their core habitat and no other continent. But we really don't know how many there are because they're so elusive and shy. Probably less than 7,000.
No one knows what their peak population might have been. But in the middle of the last century, the snow leopards were hunted to the point of near extinction.
Snow leopards are in danger because they have an incredibly beautiful, smoky gray, black and white pelt that was really valued in the 60s or 50s for fur coats. That is now banned under international trade laws, but nonetheless is a black market, an emerging one, especially in China. Not only for the fur, but now for the bones that are used in traditional East Asian medicine.
That belief has not been medically validated, but the demand for tiger tinctures remains strong in much of the Orient. The rarity of the snow leopard is compounded by their natural habitat, which Jackson observes lies high in the Himalayas.
Generally, snow leopards are found above about 10,000 feet. The highest record we have is almost 21,000 feet. As the cat crossed a high pass in the Himalayas. But it's really seen above snowline simply because there's not much food up there. So it tends to occur more in alpine pastures and grasslands.
Since 1981, Jackson has directed a program to tag and track the high mountain cats, more recently augmented with remote digital camera stations that have been able to record the leopard's hunting, mating, and other behaviors. But he sees his work in encouraging the local stewardship of the animals as even more significant.
Initially, they view snow leopards as hated pests because they kill livestock. But if we can change that paradigm by protecting their livestock, preventing that loss, and also by providing the snow leopard with greater value alive than dead, I think people really see it's to their benefit to protect their natural heritage.
That greater benefit is taking the form of some specialized ecotourism to the region, in which travelers pay to visit the indigenous mountain residents.
Trekkers that come through the area have the opportunity to stay in individual households along the trekking route, to interact with the family, to be fed traditional food for what is really a relatively small amount of money, to us anyway. But to the household, it's a significant source of income that they've never had before. And they've tended to use that money to send their kids to a better school, ensure they have a good education, to improve the quality of the homestays, and to protect wildlife and forests in the area.
The work of the Snow Leopard Conservancy is funded primarily through private donations and foundation grants. Jackson is currently a nominee for the $100,000 Indianapolis Prize to be awarded in September. In the meantime, he's launched a fundraising wine label, Long Tail, with proceeds from each sale going to help support the Conservancy and its work. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.